This is extremely odd, to say the least. This is an article that was translated from German and sent to us. And I gotta say, what in the world did the Nazis actually have? These are literal documents from the Nazi regime. Have a look at some of these. Video of a journalist who inspects the cards. Russian journalist examines the cards. This map shows us the main continent on this hemisphere called Asgard. On the continent of Asgard, in the center, lies the city of the Assis, or Aces. At the bottom left, we can clearly see Neuschwabenland. Excuse me, I lost the thing there. Neuschwabenland, with the capital, Neu-Berlin. These small hook crosses indicate where the Navy bases had set up bases. The main poison here is the Volkheischer Ozon. Further, you can see the Pyrenean Sea, the Kartar Lake, and the Amakdak Archipelago. I apologize if I pronounce some of those wrong. They're obviously not in English. But that said, we've got this map here, and this one here. These are the digitalized version of the card. And as we keep scrolling through this page, it begins to get very mysterious. This is a close-up of the close-up view of the official authentication of the map. It shows the Reichsadler, or the Reichsadler, and shows us how we should proceed with the map. It is in red. Return from the mission in the secret division. In danger, then first threat. Confirmed by the command of the submarine fleet, the Kriegsmarine of the German Reich. Under the signature, H. Kohlmeier, and under the signature field is in very small letters, printed for the Kriegsmarine, or Marine, excuse me, in an edition of 1,300 copies in the special laboratory of Dachau concentration camp, January 1944. Okay, so as you can see right here on this image on your screen, if you're listening to the radio, please come to the YouTube channel so you can see this. This is a description of an underwater path indicating how to get to the inner world. What? Now, listen, we've gone over several times that there was a potential hollow earth. There are several theories that are floating around. We've got the flat earth theory, we've got the hollow earth theory, of course we've got the globe theory. I mean, that's the most common and well known, right? Okay, so with this information, we can begin to understand some of the insane research that the Nazis did. And it's going to get a little crazier as we keep going. But this right here, diving with the coordinate exactly cutting 68 degrees south width and 1 degree easter length at a depth of 400 meters. Descent from the point. This is the instructions, the strict instructions to follow to get to the inner earth. Descent from the point of descent with half ride, a starboard slope of 10 degrees with a bow load angle of inclination 5 degrees. Now, of course, there's more instructions here if you want to read them. I will leave this link for you all. But this is a letter from Carl Unger, crew member of the U-209. As you can see, this is the actual letter here. And here's what it says. Dear old comrade, this message will be a surprise to you. The submarine 209 has done the earth is hollow. The submarine 209 has done the earth is hollow. Dr. Hosshofer and Hess were right. The whole team is doing well, but she cannot return. We are not prisoners. I'm sure this message will reach you. It's the last link with the U-209. We'll meet again, comrade. I'm anxious for those who have spent their lives on the surface of the earth since the Führer has gone. Charles Unger. Now, of course, as we keep going, what's that at the bottom there? Hey, wait a minute. That looks like a flying saucer. Now, given the fact that the Nazis potentially had this, couldn't it be possible that the ones that we have seen in pictures, videos, and of course people have recorded, couldn't it mean that those are just government technology that we're not being told about? Because you have to really wonder, what exactly did the Nazis uncover? I mean, we're seeing things about a hollow earth. We're seeing things about flying saucers. Or as they call it, the... I can't remember where it is. Where'd it go? They gave a perfect description of this. The SSEIV considers concentration, already under investigation, to be more meaningful than on both types in parallel. The craft promises decisive improvements in almost every aspect. Higher manufacturing costs seem justified. Where did it go? It was a great name for it. Anyways, I can't find it. But anyways, flying saucers. It's the kind of research that would make anybody just say, this doesn't seem legitimate. But as you've seen up ahead, up in the article, there were legitimate stamps on this. Here's another one. Sweathead armored aircraft type. Here's yet another one. Heavy armored aircraft. And yet another one. And even more. What in the world were they all working on? UFO mystery solved. They're leftover Nazis bent on establishing a bloody Fourth Reich. The solution to the UFO mystery has been found at long last. The aliens are actually Nazis bent on establishing a bloody Fourth Reich, and world governments have known about it all along. But they're scared to death, says a leading researcher. Nazi Germany had built a small fleet of UFOs as early as 1940, according to Christoph Friedrich, author of UFO's Nazi Secret Weapon. Friedrich claims that German UFO scientists escaped from their war-torn homeland as the Allied armies were closing in, writes Friedrich. That some key scientists were obviously missing became clear. And though some plants and their installations were located, the staff with their machinery and prototypes had disappeared. Even the test pilots had vanished. And Friedrich contends Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun, tricked the world into believing they committed suicide in a Berlin bunker during the last days of World War II. Among the evidence Friedrich presents, that Hitler is alive. The bodies of Hitler and Braun were never produced. The items introduced as evidence are only circumstantial. Two of Hitler's hats, one pair of panties with the initials EB, and a few bones. The bloodstains found on the furniture in Hitler's quarters in the bunker were not of his blood type. The most important witnesses and the men closest to Hitler have never been found. There are too many reports and sightings, eyewitness reports, and even evidence that the suicide attempt was a brilliantly successful, carefully staged scenario. The researcher says Hitler and Braun were flown to Norway in one of the world's first jets. The pair then boarded a submarine and were delivered to a secret base in South America. Friedrich claims Hitler's U-boat convoy engaged in a fierce battle with the British Navy, and the Germans destroyed a British blockade with secret high-tech weaponry, wrote Friedrich. It would seem that the secret weapons, had spoken of in such glowing terms only a few days previous, were now put to use for the first time in an actual battle situation. The result was one sole survivor from a British destroyer, and it was from this, the captain, that the words were uttered, "May God help me. May I never again encounter such a force." The report of the captain was carried in El Mercurio, a Santiago, Chile newspaper. Friedrich contends that Hitler's secret agents used counterfeit U.S. dollars and British pounds to finance the construction of secret military bases in South America and UFO bases in Antarctica. Hitler had planned far ahead and at long range, according to Friedrich, obviously guided by the possible occupation and subsequent loss of Germany itself. He had cast around for land still available for colonization and found that Antarctica was, at that time, the only continent still unclaimed, added Frederick. The secret Nazi expeditionary force was headed by Captain Richter and took place in 1937 to 1938. The force landed in the area of Queen Maud Land and established bases there. Over 11,000 photographs were taken for mapping purposes. Incredibly, the researcher says, the U.S. and Soviet governments have known about the secret Nazi UFO bases for more than 40 years, but have covered up the truth because they do not know how to deal with it, Frederick claims. Nazi spacecraft could have been become sophisticated thanks to extraterrestrials who befriended the Nazis while they were hiding in Antarctica, writes the researcher. Did Hitler's scientists perform their miracle alone, unaided, or did flying saucer people, perhaps visitors from other galaxies, give them a helping hand because they had mastered the new technology and consequently spoke the same or at least similar technological language? Frederick believes Hitler's so-called last battalion will spring into action with the worldwide economic collapse. Then the saucer Nazis will invade strategic military areas and rule the world. Well, that's an interesting twist at the end there, isn't it? We're still waiting on that massive economic collapse. Are we going to not re-witness, but witness the Nazis come back? That's according to Frederick. Obviously, this article was written a long time ago, and it was published in a paper, the National Examiner, and it was written in 1988. Sorry I couldn't read some of those words on there. It was just, they're so close together, printed so close together, it was hard to read. But anyways, this is rather interesting. Given all the evidence that these documents are potentially and probably legitimate, you've got to wonder, what in the world were the Nazis working on? Better yet, who were they working with? Did they actually enter into inner Earth? Is the Earth actually hollow? Let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.